Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, happy Monday morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy Monday in August. It's actually a great day because, you know, Congress is out of town. There's nobody here.
A great day in Washington, D.C., right?
Right.
That's funny. At least not too much money will be wasted today. At least none that's not already been wasted, right?
That's exactly right.
That's right. That's a good point. You know, on the Epstein suicide this weekend, the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, you know, I heard a lawyer this weekend point out that this by no means means the investigation into these allegations is over with, and that if anybody else has been implicated in what they found, the case can still move forward. What's your take on that?
Well, that's correct. I mean, the criminal case can still go on against anyone else who may have been involved with him. The other thing is his victims still have the ability to sue his estate. You know, they can still try to recover from his estate, which, you know, supposedly is worth a lot of money. So from that point of view, the only person this is over for is Jeffrey Epstein, but not others who may have been involved with him, and not victims who may want to sue his estate to recover from it.
You know, my mind has drawn a blank here. The deputy director of the FBI,
the DOJ, McBride.
Yeah. Well, one of them said this weekend that that in the Epstein case, when he was a prosecutor, that he saw a number of cases like this where known pedophiles who were in custody either committed suicide or tried to commit suicide because they didn't want to face the music. So he was trying to downplay any of these conspiracy theories about how this happened. But the bottom line is the folks in the federal prison system in New York have some answers. They have some questions to answer, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's supposedly he was supposed to be checked on every 20 minutes. That wasn't happening, so he had time to commit suicide. There may be problems there, but anybody like Joy Reid who thinks that he was deliberately killed to shut him up, I mean, that's just absurd. The idea that would happen inside the federal prison system is just crazy.
Yeah, I said we all watched House of Cards, but I don't think anybody believed most of that stuff actually happened.
Well, so, Joy Reid apparently thinks it does.
Joy Reid does, apparently. You know, Rod Rosenstein is who I was thinking of. He's the one that made that comment this weekend in a tweet, I think. You know, I saw on Friday, Hans, you mentioned the fact on Twitter that people who oppose voter ID lost another round in court. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, you know, North Dakota, they passed an ID law, which is a good thing there because, you know, you don't have to actually register to vote prior to the election. North Dakota is the only state where you don't have to do that. So they put in an ID law, and it's a very easy law to meet. Of course, naturally, they were sued. A lower federal court made a stupid decision, putting in an injunction saying, oh, no, you can't enforce this, even though, according to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which reinstated the law, 99.5% of all North Dakotans already have the ID needed to vote. 99.5%.
Wow.
That's how many people already have an ID in the state.
Well, I hope that fares well for Missouri's effort at the same thing, because I know it's being challenged in court as well.
Yeah, no, hopefully it will. Look, while the opponents of voter ID have had an occasional win, they've actually lost almost all of the lawsuits that have been filed in all of the states against ID laws.
Good. That's a good trend. I like to hear that, because I think it just makes common sense that
yes.
you need to know who's pulling the lever on in the ballot box.
Yeah, it's obvious to everybody except the people who file these lawsuits.
That's a great point. Listen, Hans, have a great week. We appreciate your time. Enjoy a politician-free D.C.
Get more at 971talk.com.